A car bomb explodes near Sat7 Studios in Lebanon. Hindu radicals take a church in India, and the gospel goes full circle in a Sunday school class. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A massive car bomb exploded near a Sat7 television network studio in Lebanon. Monday's blast killed four people, including a member of parliament and journalist Gebran Tuni. Speaking from the Middle East, Sat7's David Harder.
We have a studio in Beirut with about 25 employees there. As some were on their way to work and some had already begun their day, a huge explosion went off just about 1,000 yards from the studio. One of our staff members, a video editor, was just some 10 yards away.
Sat7 doesn't believe they were targeted. As emotions run high, though, Sat7, Christian satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa, says Christians have a message.
It is an opportunity for people to talk about why they have peace. Their temporary peace may be unsettled, but they know that their future permanent peace is with Jesus in eternity. So certainly it provides for an opportunity to share with those who are upset.
Next, Mission Aviation Fellowship may join new tribes and be forced out of Venezuela. MAS Dave Fayek says they're being lumped in with new tribes and the government's expulsion from tribal areas. Even though the base is in the last major city before you get to the jungle, they'll still have to leave.
Since our focus is on using the airplanes to reach the most remote areas, by virtue of the fact that we believe there will be no one left in those areas, our work will no longer be able to continue.
While the news is bad for their work, Fayek says it's not all bad news.
With the Yanomami Indians, for example, more have come to know the Lord in the last 3 years than in all of the 50 previous years. We believe we'll continue to see God work in spite of the fact that missionaries may not be able to live in those areas.
An appeal has been filed, but no hearing date has been set. You're listening to Mission Network News. Hindu militants, for the first time, have succeeded in taking over a place of worship. Gospel for Asia reports that extremists have confiscated the home and church building of one of their Indian pastors and his family. In Himachal Pradesh, the government recognizes property ownership if it's belonged to the family for 20 years, but appears to be ignoring the law in this case. GFA President K.P. Yohanan is concerned about the precedent of this action. Please pray. Meanwhile, the Bible made it into the public schools, but it's not what you might think. Bible Pathway Ministries' Karen Hawkins says their Nicaragua team did a distribution in the public schools this year. They shared the hope of Christ with 8,000 students, and what happened next, no one could have guessed.
Out of that 8,000 children, 6,474 accepted the Lord this school year. Can you imagine what an awesome thing that is? Next year, they have the opportunity to go to 24,000 children.
But they're going to need help resourcing these children with scriptures. Hawkins explains why it's so important.
Can you imagine what's going to happen if these children grow up in the Christian faith, how it's going to change their city? And a country is not going to be changed unless the people's hearts change. So you start with these children and you bring them up in the faith, and you are going to mold what's going to happen in a country.
And this is the story of the gospel going full circle in Puerto Rico. A pastor was teaching an adult Sunday school class about evangelism and the use of the Gospel of John. A woman in the class told her story of how a pastor gave her a Gospel of John and witnessed to her 27 years ago in the hospital. She held up her copy of the Gospel of John, and it was one distributed by the Bible League. Her testimony motivated the class to evangelize in their community. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Patrick Cate's book, Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions. To reserve your free copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.